Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Well, we just completed talking with Sadie Thompson from the University of Sioux Falls, and we're going to talk to one of her high school teammates right now, Jordan Sterrud. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Yes, thanks. It has. It sure has.
Well, let's get started here. Talk about some, what year did you graduate from Lacapraw Valley?
I graduated in 2018.
Okay, so good.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you're still young.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about some of the activities that, let's talk about your high school career. Talk about some of the activities that you were in at Lacapraw Valley.
Sure. I was in cross country, basketball, and track. And then aside from those, in the school part, I was in National Honor Society, band, and student council, and I enjoyed all of them.
Good.
Cross country and track were definitely some of my favorites.
Yeah, and you were good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about go ahead.
Yeah, all the sports, I'd say, just really, it was nice to be a part of something each season, just to be with friends, and
right. Yeah,
I felt that all the sports helped me in some sort of way.
Okay, let's talk about cross country. When did you start running varsity on cross country, Jordan?
I started my 8th grade year, so funny thing, I went out for volleyball in 7th grade, and then the summer before my 8th grade year, Sherb approached me at a Lynx game, actually, and was like, oh, I really think you should go try running, and so I actually went with Alaysia and Grace to a captain's practice, and I went out my 8th grade year, and that was the first year on varsity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are some of your teammates that year when you were an 8th grader? Some of the older girls, remember? Do you remember?
Yes. Alaysia and Kelly, they were phenomenal. They took Grace and I in and made us feel like such a big part of the team. It was Kelly, Alaysia, Sydney Geezy, Sydney Bartunek, and Sadie Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Grace and I.
Yeah. So how many, any memorable highlights for you on the cross country team, Jordan?
For sure. I would say my 8th grade year, the first year I went out for it, was pretty exciting. Our team, actually, my most memorable meet would be when we ran at Tracy, I want to say, or Adrian, our section meet at Adrian. And we were not even supposed to take first to go to state. And as a team, I just remember Grace, Sydney, Bartunek, and I coming over that hill at the end. And that was just, like, such a cool feeling, I guess.
Why was that?
But I would say that just because we all, I felt like as a team, we all pushed each other and wanted each other to do so well. And so to be coming over that hill with my teammates was just such a cool feeling to finish together. But that would be my most memorable year because we actually went down to the state meet and took second that year.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, especially being a little 8th grader at the time.
Yeah,
how
did you finish individually at state, roughly? Do you have any idea, or?
I don't remember.
No,
it was in the hundreds.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty nervous.
Were you?
Pretty nervous that year, so, yeah.
Well, the state cross-country meet, there's a lot of girls involved in that, and, I can see why you got nervous.
There sure are, yeah.
What were the practices like in cross country in high school?
Practices were really fun. Sherb and Qual, they would always take us out to different loops they had in mind. A few of those would be like County Park. Those were the hilly loops. And then the Appleton Golf Course, and Sherb would always take us out to gravel roads to run our miles each day.
Yeah, run the sections.
Practices were always, yeah, yep.
Okay.
Practices were always fun. Sherb always brought his number of jokes to each practice.
What's Sherb's jokes like?
Oh, goodness.
Not good?
His famous one... They're pretty funny. His famous one was, "This isn't your first rodeo."
This is what?
"This isn't your first rodeo," is what he'd always tell us.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, talk about maybe your senior year, junior and senior year at cross country. Maybe some awards you received, or do you remember any of those?
My junior and senior year, those were really fun years. We had the team, our team kind of changed with the oldest graduating. So it was Grace and Belle and Annika and Taylor.
Annika Fernals and Taylor Shelstead,
yep,
okay.
Yep. Those, they were an awesome addition to the team. But yeah. As far as awards, I'm trying to think. I'm thinking like at the end of the year banquet, so it'd just be MVP.
Okay. Oh,
is
awesome.
What I received.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So you put a lot of miles on in cross country.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
Did you enjoy running? Like you said, you started in eighth grade. Did you fall in love with running, or have you always enjoyed running, Jordan?
I kind of fell in love with it. I remember my dad taking me out for a run the summer before my eighth grade year, and I was so tired. I was like, I'm never going out for cross country. I'm not doing that again. But then it got better as I went along, and yeah, I definitely fell in love with it. My coaches and my teammates helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, let's talk about your track career at La Caprile Valley as a La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd track team. Talk about that a little bit. Some events that you were ran or did.
Yeah, so my main events for track would be the mile and 2 mile. I liked the longer, and then I was also a part of the 4x800 team, and I occasionally ran the 800 and 4x400.
Okay. And who were some of your teammates on the track team that you enjoyed being with?
I enjoyed being with all my teammates. Mm-hmm. I would say especially like the 4x8 girls. So when I was younger, it was Alaysia, Sadie Thompson, Anne Kennedy, and then me and Grace Hegland. And then as we got older, my junior year was Sadie Thompson, Ann Kennedy, Isabel Sherm, and Alex Sather.
Mm, okay. You got a good memory, Jordan.
Thank you.
What are some memorable moments in track for you?
I would have to say being a part of the 4x8 team, 4x800 team, those were always just fun years. I loved the first year. I think it would have been my 9th or 10th grade year when we got to go to state with the team.
Okay.
And that was pretty scary again.
Why is that?
Being so young.
Oh, being
just
so young.
All the teams. Yeah, being so young and all the teams and the big track and just the new environment. It was,
You run in front of a lot of people, I bet, huh, at state?
Yeah, there were tons of people there.
Yep.
And then I think one of my most favorite memories would have been my junior year when Sadie Thompson was a senior, Sadie and Ann Kennedy, and then Isabel Sherm was a part of it too. We weren't expected to podium at all at the state meet, and it was very hot that day, I remember, like in the hundreds, and we actually ended up making podiums, so that was really fun to experience together.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Let's transition into college. Talk about, you're recruited by a number of schools for track and cross country, and why did you pick the school you're going to?
Yeah, I picked Northern I actually loved the coach. He reminded me a lot of Qual and Sherb. And so I was really excited to have a coach just like them as I took on the next step. And then I also just really loved the team. They seemed a lot like the team that we have here, just very like welcoming, and they were that family type. And I also chose the school for my education, or my major, which is elementary education.
Okay, good.
And they have a really good program there. Okay. So far I've loved it.
Now this is at Northern in Aberdeen, right?
Yep, correct. Okay. Yeah.
So you're a Wolf. Wolves. What are they called? The Northern Wolves.
The Northern Wolves.
Yep. So what's it like running cross country and track in college? Is there a big difference between high school and college, or?
Yeah. Here we had a pretty low mileage program. And so switching to college, the mileage definitely increased by quite a bit. And it was pretty tough my freshman year. But my coaches and my teammates, they just really helped with the new changes. And my body adapted about, I would say, towards the outdoor track season. I love running the longer mileage now. So.
Okay.
But it was definitely a big change with the mileage part.
Okay. Talk about cross country. Now you're going to be a sophomore next year, or junior, or what?
I'm going to be a junior, lady.
Okay. So talk about maybe some memorable moments running. I know you were injured for some time. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I actually was injured my freshman year at the end of cross country, and that I've never been injured before. Mm-hmm. I've never been injured in high school, so it was definitely a change for me to have to sit out. I did have time. It was luckily right between the time of indoor track and cross country, so I had time to rest, but I ended up coming down with a stress fracture in my right tibia this fall, and I was finally starting to see a change with running and starting to really, really, really enjoy it. And so that was very hard for me to have an injury right at the end of cross, and it actually took me out for 8 weeks. So,
oh, wow.
The lungs did not like it when I came back at first.
Yeah.
They were pretty out of shape. But yeah, I mean, it taught me a lot, and it's something that I wish I would have gone through, but it's been good, and now I'm finally just starting to get back.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah,
so what events did you run in track then at college at Northern?
Track, I did the 5K and the 10K. I really like the longer distance.
Okay. I know I just talked with Sadie Thompson at the University of Sioux Falls, and she was kind of saying it's strange running against you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, the event, or where it was at when you run against some of your teammates?
Yeah, so I actually, Sadie and I, we ran against each other in cross country a lot. And then last year at Howard Wood, we go there in high school too, so it's kind of fun to see all of the teams that we've been a part of at Howard Wood last year. I actually got to run the 1,000 with Sadie and Anne.
Oh.
So that was definitely weird running against both of them on different teams, but it was good to be back on the track with them.
So who has bragging rights then?
Sadie Thompson definitely does.
Okay. Did you ever get to run against Alasia in NDSU?
I did not. We've been at the same meet. And I've seen Kaiser and Alasia, but we've never run in the same race.
Okay. I know your family and some of your high school friends coming to watch you run once in a while. That's got to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah, talk about your family a little bit. They come to some of the meets, or try to get the most of them, I would gather, huh?
Yeah, so my parents usually, they try to get to almost all the meets, and that's why I chose Northern 2 was because I wanted to go somewhere that was closer to my home and somewhere where I could have family come and support me.
Good. Good.
But yeah, they usually try to go to the meets, and my brother especially likes it because he's running. He's going to be a junior running cross country and track in high school. And
good.
So he really enjoys watching that too. Yeah.
Good. Well, academically, you said your elementary education. You said.
Yep. Yeah.
How's school going for you then?
It's going really well. I just got accepted into the elementary education program, so. That's exciting that I get to start elementary education classes. Yeah,
good.
All my professors are just wonderful.
What's that?
I said all my professors are wonderful.
Good. So you made a good choice then.
Yep, sure did.
I always enjoyed watching your run, Jordan. You represented Loch Prawl Valley Dawson Boyd well, and know you're representing Northern well now too, so...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us this morning on the Coach's Show. It's nice to get caught up.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. I'll do my best before you're done with your college career to get to a meet. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.
That's Jordan Sterrud, now at Northern University in Aberdeen. And we'll take a commercial break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.